USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Intense storms in parts of the United States have led to flight delays and cancellations, potentially causing inconvenience for American travelers. Today, FlightAware reported over 1,200 canceled flights within, into, or out of the U.S. Additionally, more than 3,300 flights across the country have experienced delays. The Southeast and Ohio Valley were hit by thunderstorms last night, leaving over 700,000 people without power at one point. The short-lived mercenary rebellion in Russia has uncertain implications, according to State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
It is a new thing to see Yevgeny Prigozhin directly questioning the rationale for this war and calling out that the war has been conducted essentially based on a lie.
The leader of the Wagner group initiated the armed uprising, initially directing his forces to march toward Moscow from Ukraine's front lines, but then he later ordered them to abandon the march. This direct challenge to President Putin's leadership is considered significant. Amazon's telehealth rollout faces potential delays due to congressional concerns about the service. Democrats Elizabeth Warren and Peter Welch expressed worries about the privacy of private health data in a letter to the company. They cited a Washington Post investigation revealing users' data rights being signed away. The White House is rolling out funding to boost internet connectivity across the country.
Connect everyone in America to high-speed internet by an affordable high-speed internet by 2030.
President Biden today announced more than $40 billion to expand high-speed internet access. The White House says 24 million people in the U.S. don't have access to high-speed internet. And Scooter, a Chinese crested dog with deformed legs, was named the world's ugliest dog at the Sonoma Marin Fair in California. The event celebrates animal adoption and showcases inspiring stories of dogs triumphing over adversity. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Wagner Group's leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, called the march on Moscow a protest. In new audio released today, Prigozhin explained that he stopped the march to avoid Russian casualties, and he denied any plans to overthrow President Putin. The U.S. Coast Guard is launching a formal investigation into the deadly implosion of the Titan submersible.
The MBI investigation is the highest level conducted by the Coast Guard, Captain Jason Neubauer said on Sunday.
Enables the U.S. to fully leverage investigative resources Coast Guard-wide and capitalize on an extensive network of cooperative relationships.
The probe is currently in the evidence collection phase. Neubauer says that could involve any of the victims.
We are communicating with family members, and I'm not getting into the details of the recovery operations, but we are taking all precautions on site if we are to encounter any human remains.
I'm Jerry Barmesh.
NASA is launching a simulated Mars mission with four astronauts residing in a mock Martian base at the Johnson Space Center in Houston for the next 12 months. The objective is to study human behavior during extended space missions. Italian officials are calling for the identification and punishment of a man accused of carving his and his fiancée's names into the Colosseum. The country's culture minister tweeted that this act is highly disrespectful, unworthy, and a display of significant incivility toward one of the most renowned sites in the world. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing all cylinders.
NAPA!